This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place with the grains?
A little bit of a mixed bag overnight. We have the corn market and the wheat market under pressure, while the bean market, the meal market, as well as the bean oil market all found a little bit of strength. We did get notice today that the USDA reported the export sales to an unknown destinations of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans. So maybe somebody knew something a little bit ahead of time that announcement was coming, hence a little bit of the overnight strength in the beans.
And then with the wheat, we've seen some movement quite a bit to the upside, so some support. And it seems like it's all due to, unfortunately, the warfare taking place between Russia and Ukraine. Jim, is that kind of how you see it as well?
That's what I view it. I mean, I would not think there's really a weather problem. I'd argue the weather is anything a little bit bearish in the fact that we're finally going to get some pretty good moisture moving across the Midwest. I think definitely has to do with what's going on, unfortunately, in the Ukraine. It does seem like the Russians and the Ukrainians are really kind of upping their game with the Russians specifically hitting that Odessa area with drone strikes and missile strikes. And, you know, that's going to be the key. I mean, right now it's been amazing, Mark, how much grain has been able to be shipped out of the Ukraine area, considering what's going on with this war going on. But they've been very efficient getting a lot of that grain out. Now, not as much as it was pre-war, but still enough to have an effect on the pricing of the world grain market. So, yeah, you're seeing it. If the market gets a sense that less and less grain is going to be available out of the Ukraine, that should be price supportive.
Jimmy, already alluded to it, but you mentioned that sale to an unknown destination. And if I could count how many times, you know, someone comes up to me and they say, why does that report it as an unknown destination? And what is the reasoning behind that? Could you explain that a little bit, Jim?
Well, it's just one of those situations. It's a sale. It will get announced. I mean, if you look at the flash announcements, it's just the destination, but they will eventually lay it out of who actually bought it. But for the most part, Mark, I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 times when it's an unknown destination, it tends to be the Chinese, especially when they're buying beans.
And that's kind of the theme. It seems like most people have kind of picked up on that. Also, what is the current situation as far as our overall export sales and kind of where we're sitting right now in terms of the big picture?
Right now, the big picture, I think the bean sales are a little bit disappointing at this point in time. So there's a little bit of concern that you could see the export sales lowered by the USDA, but we'll see. We still got a long season to go. The corn sales actually been running a little bit better than anticipated. So, you know, hopefully we can keep that track going. Right now, a lot of the exports market just going to hinge on what happens in South America. Brazil is just getting that safrinha crop planted. They're moving into their critical time period in April. Some of the weather maps are not very friendly, plain and simple. There's some maps are saying they're not going to get a lot of rain in April. And if you look at the headlines, they're actually seeing record amount of heat in places like right down there at Rio de Janeiro. So you combine a lot of heat in April, and if the rains start to dissipate a little bit as the monsoon shuts down and that crop gets a little bit smaller, that means less competition from the Brazilians for the world market share, and that should be price supportive for the U.S. corn market.
Let's take a look at the other side of the ag marketplace. What's happening with the livestock?
Overall, if you look at the cattle market, it's been slowly sideways to higher grind, and I think that's kind of what we're going to continue to see. We do have the cattle on feed report here at the end of the week. But in general, we know the supply is very, very tight. But at this point, the demand is hanging in there right now. So it is an equal balance at the moment. Now, if supply tightens up, you might get another leg up on the cattle market. We do need to kind of keep an eye on the demand. You're seeing a little bit of fractures in some of the consumer spending right now. So if the demand would start to wane, you could see the prices sag a little bit, even with a tight supply. But right now, we seem like pretty good equilibrium to keep this market steady to a little bit higher into the summertime.
Do you anticipate any big changes in that cattle on feed report, or do you expect it to look fairly similar to the previous report?
I think in general, it's going to be very similar to the previous report. The reality is, you know, the amount of beef supply out there is still very, very tight, and it's going to take a while to turn that around. You know, what we need to kind of keep an eye on what's going on potentially that, you know, we get these high prices, do we start importing more beef into the country? But, you know, we don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but we do import a lot of protein in the United States. As our prices go higher, it could drive even more beef into our country. So something we do need to keep an eye on. If you're a producer of beef, we'd argue, hey, these high levels, don't be afraid to, you know, buy some puts or something to at least lay off some of this risk.
Jim, we had an unfortunate situation here in the state of Iowa last week with the announcement of the closing of the Tyson processing plant for hogs in Perry, Iowa. And then also we've gotten news here in recent days about a turkey facility in eastern Iowa as well that also is having some issues. So I know this has been a little bit part of a bigger trend right now across the country, but have you seen this in your state of Illinois? Have you seen this in other areas? Is this becoming an even bigger trend?
Well, I think it's definitely a trend. I haven't seen it here in Illinois, but we don't, you know, the reality is once you get across, you know, east where I'm at, you don't see a whole lot of big processing facilities. They tend to be a little bit further west or far east for the most part. But it is a concern right now. I mean, that shows you, you know, that's not what you want to see. I mean, when you lose that chain capacity, that hurts the producer. You know, he has less people to sell those his product to. On the other hand, it's not good for the local community to lose those jobs. That is, you know, in rural America, that's definitely a little bit devastating as well.
Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Jim, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the AgMarket team members at 844-424-6758. Better yet, go to AgMarket.net, sign up for our research, and look for our new app that is being released the beginning of April.
Lots of great resources from the team at AgMarket.net. Jim, thanks so much for the time, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. May corn down 1.5 at 438 even. May soybeans up 10.5 at 1196 even. May soybean meal up 4 even at $3.37.90. May soybean oil up 42 cents at $48.56. Chicago wheat down 8.5 at $5.44 even. Minneapolis wheat down 6.75 at $6.49 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9.75 at $5.73 even. And May oats up 0.75 at $3.57.25. On the Merck, April live cattle up 2 cents at $188.07. April feeder cattle up 37 cents at $255.45. April lean hogs down 10 cents at $85.72. April pork cutout unchanged at $93.65. And Class 3 milk up 14 cents at $16.43. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.